Okay, so just as we're drawing to a close, and we do want to sort of be ending more with practice, so ending this session and then having a session of practice afterwards. But it is always helpful to sort of have a sort of conscious, like, moving towards or transitioning towards ending. So we're just going to spend a little while now, maybe about 20 minutes or so, having a closing circle where basically you have a minute to say anything that you might be taking away from the retreat or that you want to share with other people. And if you can mention the next person, and they have the opportunity to pass, and then they can pass it on to somebody else. And yeah, we won't record this bit, but
Okay, well, let's pardon them process. Okay, so get yourselves comfortable. To be aware of one another. Different people are sitting in a home, different locations. Beginning to come to their breath. If you come to your breath, sense of breathing in with others, breathing out with others. If you can let your face soften, your mouth soften. A sense of how the whole world, all the living world, one way or another, breathes, doesn't it? Plants and the animals, the insects and the people. The land and the ocean. All involved in one way or the other in maintaining this world. Own body, kind of world within the world. imagine our knees tending away from our hips. The thigh lengthening a little. Calf relaxing. Soles of our feet softening. As you sit here, just a sense of being supported by the earth below us. To feel like to begin to let go in the leg. If you can get the sort of energetic breath that we can synchronize with our normal breath, you can get a bit of kind of energetic breath down into the pelvis there, into the crotch and the hip joint. The legs, the feet. As simple as just noticing that your legs, in all likelihood, feel a little bit different on the in breath and the out breath. Kind of affirming their aliveness. But you let them relax. Maybe drop your nose very slightly towards your navel, so you feel that you're opening up the back of your skull at the base there. Maybe you can have some sense of your spine going up into your head, right up to the hinge of the jaw, the top there, just under the ears. Quite high up in the body, in the head. And the skull kind of balancing. Try and let the skull find its natural balance on the spine so there's a minimal tension in the neck. Just enough dynamic tension to keep the head balanced. And above the head, ceiling and the sky. Breathing the posture into a kind of relationship of the world, with the earth and the sky and the living world around us. So most of our daily life, we're trying to kind of work things out, aren't we? Figure things out, plan. Particular future. We'll ruminate about the past. When we meditate, we're just trying to be present, being present naturally includes the whole of the past and the whole of the future. So we don't have to worry about it. We don't meditate to work something out, understand something. just trying to relax. Release the holding. In our awareness is just open, an open field. Whatever phenomena appears in that field, just allow to move under its own kind of energy. It doesn't diminish an open field of awareness. Feel your belly moving as you breathe. See what it's like just to playfully imagine the awareness from the heart center. What does it feel like just to open that heart center? Energetically. just allowing things to arise and self-liberate. Just leave them alone. Imagining an increasingly open heart, filled with awareness, that contains everything without being diminished in any way. When the anxiety or fear, we just let it arise and pass away. Out beyond ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I will meet you there. When the soul lays down in that grass, the world is too full to speak of. Ideas, language, even the notion, one another, make no sense.
Okay, so this session's drawing to a close now. So it would be really great to see you for the final session. If you can't make it, it's been great being on retreat with you, and do take care. You will probably have gone into some quite deep spaces, be a little bit more tender and open, and yeah, just be careful taking care of yourself as you go back to being not on retreat. It's a bit different on an online retreat. It can be so instantaneous. You just switch off your device and then suddenly you're not on the retreat anymore. And you don't get that transition you would normally get traveling back from a physical retreat. And even then, it can be quite jarring. So just take care, look after yourself. But hopefully see most of you tonight. And we can sort of end in a more ritual, devotional way. So if you want to, post anything in the chat, feel welcome. And hope to see you not just on this retreat, but on other events sometime.